toward the end of Perek. Last week in Perek Vav, we discussed that just like it is in the Nefesh Elokis, there's two parts. There's the kochos of the Nefesh, and there's the levushim of the Nefesh. Similarly, by the Nefesh of Bahamas, there are these two aspects as well. I'll explain that. There's also kochos and also levushim, the Nefesh of Bahamas. And in the Tanya explained that there's the difference in is that by every single thing that we do, every action, even if it wouldn't be something which is mamash and avera, if it's not done in the right way, it goes to the side of the sitra achra. And he explained the difference between a sitra achra and kedusha, and he really is continuing on that now. Now he's going to explain the difference between the two different types of klipos. There are three gimel klipos tameos, and then there's something called klipos noiga, which is not the same level as the three gimel klipos tameos. So just as an introduction to the inyan of klipos, before we get into it, what is a klipa? What does it mean, klipa? One of the earlier shiurim I explained it also. Klipa means that you have a fruit, let's say, surrounding the fruit. There's a klipa which surrounds the fruit, covering over the fruit. A klipa comes to conceal something which is bifnim. It comes to hide something. So too it is in Ruchnis. A klipa comes to hide a revelation of Elokos. It comes to hide a Kodesh Baruch Hu from us. The gimel klipas tameis, they're built on pure ra. They're built on pure ra, and they make a tachlis a hester, a complete hester over elokus in this world. Mashenkein, when it comes to klipas noiga, there's a certain level of toiv in there, and when done in the right way, that mitzvah can either be done, and it can either conceal. That's why it's called the klipa, but noga is also a lashon of or, of light. So either could be, when it comes to this klipas noiga, it could either be a klipa, something which conceals over elokus, or it could be a noiga, it could be a gila, it could be magala elokus. And the difference is between things which are like averas, or things which is shaykh to the gimel klipas tameis, or things which are not averas, they're mutter, and that's called things which gives the life from klipas noiga, eating, drinking, v'chulu. So with that, we'll start. It's at the top of Yud Aleph. Elisha, klipas hein nechlokos d'shtei madrigas. Klipas are broken down into two madrigas. Zu l'mat mizu, one madriga under the next. Hamadriga tachtoina, the lower madriga, meaning the worst madriga. He shloish klipas atameos be'ra'os l'gamre. These are the three klipas tameos, which are complete ra. The ain behem toiv kla. There's no tov in them at all. Of course, there's the chiyus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it, but what we see in a revealed sense is pure ra, pure concealment of Hashem. V'nekrob merkavas yecheskol, in the merkavas yecheskol, they're called three things: ruach, sa'ara, anan godol, ve'esham is lakachas. Three levels. I don't know. And from here comes the life force of all of the goyim. He said this already earlier on in Perek Aleph. From here comes the life force of all of the goyim. All of the goyim, what they are really built is pure ra. And he even said in the Perek Aleph that even their toiv is really the germahu. It's really for themselves. Kol balei chayim as well, hatameim ve'asurim ve'achila, all the balei chayim which are tamei and are usur to eat, v'kiyim gufam, and the kiyim of their guf, v'kiyim v'chiyas, kol malachos asuros, not only the animals which are usur to eat, but all malachos asuros, ma'atzameich, of things which grow, k'mo orla, v'klei kerem, all the different things, like it says in Eis Chaim, Shem says Perek Vav. V'chein kiyem v'chiyas kol ma'isa dibur machshava. Anything ma'isa dibur machshava shall kol shesa loy taseh. Van fan, kumotra kosav sam, perik hey, like he writes over there in Itzchaim perik hey, that anything which is either a pure avera that you do one of the shesa lo taseh, or anything which you might eat, which is a sameach, which is, or anything that you get enough from, whatever it might be, klaikarim, things like that, or animals which are not kosher, and then the umas or udlam themselves, all of them, every single one of them, their life force is from the three gimel klipas tameis. That's when it comes to the gimel klipas tameis. And now, about we're about to start Perek Zion, he's going to go now and explain more klipas noiga. Ach. Ach. Nefesh achiyunis habahamish b'Yisrael. Shematzad klipa hamilubashes bedama adam kana. Like he said in Perek Aleph. Now the nefesh habahamish, which is inside of a yid, that resides, its dwelling place is in the dam of the adam. And all of the animals which are kosher, and any doimim tameach which is mutar in achila. And anything which is not an avera ba'atzim, you weren't over an avera at all. The rise of the rabbanon, rak she'ena l'shem shemayim, but you didn't do them l'shem shemayim. Why did you do them? El l'rotan aguf v'chetz of a tavasa. You did it because of your taiva, because of your desires of your guf. Afilu hu, I love this line. Afilu hu tzorich aguf v'kiyuma v'chiyus amamish. Even if this is to make you healthy, you're eating it. Why am I eating this? I want to be a healthy person. In order to serve the Eibusher with his guf, they are no better, all of these actions, than the Nefesh of Bahamas itself. They are linked to the Nefesh of Bahamas. All of these things are nishba v'nimshach madrega hasheni shebeklipa v'sitra achash he klipa revius v'nikas klipas noiga. All of these things, the nefesh of Bahamas, all ma'achos which are mutter and tahor, behemas which are tahor, everything, all of them, their life force, their energy is received through this klipas noiga. Sheba olam hazeh hanikra olam ha'asiya, that in this world that there's things which are built from klipas noiga, ruba kakulay ra, that they're ruba, the majority of them is ra, rak ma'at toiv mu'ura b'toicha, but there's only a little bit of toiv mixed in it. That's klipas noiga, like we said. It's not complete ra. There's a sad toiv to it. Shemimena boz midas toivah shemenevesh b'hamish b'zorak moshe esbar la'el. And early on in Perek Aleph, he explained that these midos toivos that a yid has, which are natural, a yid is naturally a rachmana. The three things in the Gemara over there, baishin, all those things come from this klipa of the nefesh of Bahamas, which is natural to a yid. So that would mean that even a yid, his nefesh of Bahamas, is already better than any madriga goy has. The fact that there's some natural tov that a yid has. V'hi b'chinas memutza'es ben shalosh klipas tameos. The Gamrei Ubein Bechines Madregas of Kedusha. This klipa is the in between. It's the mamutza between the Gimel Klipas Tameis and the Sada Kedusha. That's why it has both sides to it. Anything which is a mamutza needs to be connected to two sides that it's coming to connect, like a bridge. A bridge connects two sides of a cliff. So the bridge has to be touching this side and it has to be touching this side. And that's how the two of the sides connect. So this klipa, also, it has in one hand ra, like we said, it's a klipa, Kripa means to cover over something, like a pre covers over something, but it also has Tov, which means that it has an ability to reveal Elokus. So everything which is in, what was the word we used last week? We had a nice word. It's in like no man's land. It's in the middle. We don't know which way to go with it. It's all shaykh to Kripa's Noga. You can either bring it, it's about to say, to the Tov or to the Ra. But at times, it is brought over this klipa, this tov that's behind this klipa, to the shlosh klipas tameos. It becomes lost. It becomes concealed. It doesn't reveal elokus. And sometimes the toiv inside of the klipas noga comes out and it becomes revealed when things are done in the right way. The toiv inside of it is nisbar, it gets separated from the ra, and it's able to have an aliyah, but oilo v'nichla v'kedusha, and it becomes part of kedusha, the toiv inside of this ma'isa, meaning it could be shown that it is toiv. Kagona derech mashal, for example, ha'oichel bisra shmeina, the tura, somebody who eats some fatty meat, the shoyse yain, or he has some mevusham, has some nice wine. The harchi daito la'ashem la'tara, so why is he doing it? He's doing it l'shem shemayim. He's doing it to connect to the Rabban Hashem, to connect to Hashem, and to learn his Torah. Because the Amar Rava, like Rava says, Chamra ve'recha pikin, wine and good smells, they open up the das of a person. When a person does it for this reason, the Shem Shemayim, then what did he do with that Tov now? He took that Tov and he made that Maisa now a revelation of Elokus. Oy b'shvil k'day l'kaim, this is Oynik Shabbos v'yontiv, or he's eating right now. Why am I eating right now? I'm eating in order to be able to have and take part and Oynik Shabbos and Kedushas Yontif. Hadan is Bayer Chias HaBasar V'Hayayin Shanishba Mekhlibas Noiga V'Oyla Laka Karban V'Ka'Oyla Laka Karban. And when you eat in the right way, then that Maisa Achila becomes like a Karban to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It becomes Mamash HaMaisa Mitzvah to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It becomes like a Karban. V'Chein HaOymer Mitzvah D'Bid Dechusa. Somebody who makes jokes. The Rav Shitzer. Somebody who makes jokes. V'Fakeach Daito. He makes people happy. He makes simcha in the room. She certainly is b'simcha. A yid needs to be b'simcha. And a person who does that, he does that in the right way. What is he doing? He's bringing out, he's being ma'ala, something which is be'etim, could be ra. If he didn't do it the right way, it's not ra intrinsically, it's not a lotase, but it's something which is in no man's land that if you did it the wrong way, it would become ra. But when you do it the right way and you make a simcha and you're able to now open up everybody to be besimcha, to be able to be makabal to bring Torah. Kamosha also rabba the tamidim, like rabba did to his tamidim. Sha'amar lefnei mitzvah de b'chusa techila vazgat rabbanan. He would say jokes, he would say something nice before they started learning. The person does that, he takes the toiv of his klipas noga and his mal etim brings it up to the kedusha and the ra falls away. And that now that whole maisa is a complete revelation of Hashem. It shows elokus. Ach, a few more lines. Ach, mishu bezoile basar sovi yain, somebody who runs after the taivas, like it says in this week's parsha by Ben Sar Mayra. The malos taivas gufa, to want to fulfill his taivas gufa ben nafsha bahamis. Shubachin yisoid a mayim arbi yisoid as a roim sheba, shemena midas the taiva, that this is, which stems from the yisoid of mayim, from the four yisoids, like he said earlier on in Perek Aleph. What happens now is that yayin, that basar, that was that had this toyib inside of it, that toyib goes all the way down and it's trapped now amongst the gimel klipas tameos. The gufo nasa lehem levush merkava, and your guf becomes a levush, a merkava, to the gimel klipas tameos when he doesn't do it in the right way. The fisha, and this is the fisha we're going to expand, we're going to work with more next week. The fisha ad the yoshav adam yachzal avodas Hashem v'taraso, until he does a tshuva, and after he does a tshuva, he's able afterwards to be mala this tov that he brought down to the gimel klipas tameos. So just to sum it up, there are two different klipas. There's gimel klipas tameos and klipas noiga. Gimel Kippus Tameas is a klipa, which means it covers over Elokus completely. It's a maizah which would cover over Elokus completely. Alotase. Behemoth Tameah. then you have them which are mutter b'achila. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. Those things, when you eat them the right way, they're shaykh ba'atim to klipas nega. They're shaykh ba'atim to klipas nega. And when you eat them the right way, you take the tov that's inside of them, and you're mal the tov inside of them, and it becomes a way to reveal the kusur this maysa. Any questions on that? It has the ability either to be good or to be bad. Ba'atim it's ra. Ba'atim it's ra. Because since it's ruboy ra, so maybe you would say that it's very difficult to handle this. So it looks ra, but it has the ability to become tov when it's done the right way.
Unlike the three bad ones,
they have no chance.
And what's the other set?
Tov, kedusha.
Also three there.
No.
Love that.
Not dafka. No.
You're being malin from the things negative tov, where you're choosing whether it's.
There's tov and ra in it. And when you do things right, the raw falls and the tov goes up to the right place.
Kosher potato
is klipas nega. It's chias, its life source is klipas nega.
You
talk good reasons, and what you're doing is you're being magala the tov inside of this thing, and you're being malit. That's what's happening. Bipinimis, that's what's happening to it. Yeah. Right. And that now that maisa becomes a revelation to Elikos. You use it in the right way. If that thing gives you a little bit more chavos adas and a piece of chicken would be, then maybe it's better for you. It might give you more chavos adas.
A person
needs yeshiva das. A person without yeshiva das can't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Certain things for this person right now, where he's holding, right, a steak would give me yeshiva das more than a chicken might, and that would allow him not to do things in the proper way. Because he has a tire for it, yeah,
so
it's true.
It's coming from the tire.
There are always things to work on. It could be that our person is right in the right madriga, and Achanami, he needs to pull away from meat, and he needs to have chicken during the week, and save meat for the right times. So everything is in madrigas. But our person for his madriga, he can even do meat in the right way.
Even though it's a tire, but he's channeling it in order to, so he can fulfill his tire, and he'll be able to serve Hashem.
Right. That's the basic way we English Shem Shemayim. I'm going to explain right now a deeper way, the way that Chassidus would really look at it. But there's a much deeper way of looking at it. Pashas. Huh? Exactly.
It's like walking right now, sitting on this chair.
Right. A lot of things. So I'm just explaining this a little bit deeper in the avoda shebo. Again, I'm not taking away of the avoda of something called precious. Precious, that would be under the gather of precious. Precious is separating from these things and making gedorim for yourself with these things. But I want to explain a different avoda, which could be very confused as being like one and the same. But there's an avoda called b'chol derachecha de'eyu. In all your ways you should know Hashem. And this is a huge subject in the Sfarim. I'm going to touch like mamash the tip of the iceberg of the subject. There's so much to explain over here. You can spend many shiurim on this. A lot to explain. But just a little bit, and most of this is really above our levels. It's above our level. But there isn't a void to take out of it. And how to use and what to do with this. And maybe on Shabbos you could deal with this, use it a little bit more. So like we said, there's gimel klipas tameos, there's a klipa. Klipa means something which is concealed, like the klipa over a pri, it hides elikus. Machine candle, there's still nega to it, there's still or. You need to reveal the or inside of it. Avraham Avinu, his big avoida was around this klipa, was to be mevayer klipas nega. Like the Magal Mukas is Merames on the pasuk of Av Hamoin Goyim Nisaticha. Hamoin goyim nisaticha is Rosh Tevas Naga, he says. Rosh Tevas Naga. So Avraham Avinu, he had a big avoda, he says, around Kippas Naga. That's why Avinu, he was so busy with being Makar of Ger. What was the Indian of Ger? Why is Avinu so busy with Ger that we find in the Pasuk? It's a Vikach Avram Esara Isha. They took everybody that they brought in the Choron. Rashi says, Sheikh Nizan Tachas Kanfei Shechina, Avram Megar is an Anashim, Besor Megar is an Anashim. They're Megar Ger. What's the Peshat Megar? A Goy that we said, he said in the Tanya two times now already, that a Goy is Shai to the Gimel Kippas Tameas. No Sad Tov there. A Ger, though, intrinsically means that he has the ability either to say, I'm not becoming part of Klal Yisrael, I'm going to stay as a goy, or he has the ability to rise himself up and become nichla on the toif. That is what a ger means. A ger has a certain neshama. His neshama stems from kippas noiga. He's different already than any other goy. All the goyim, the stories of the neshama is kippas tameas. Gerim, the neshamas, are more built on this kippas noiga, and they have the ability to either say, I want to become a yid, or I want to become a goy. That's a ger. So we see Avraham Avinu, he was so busy being osik and gerim, because Avraham Avinu, the avodah was to be mal of these gerim and to bring out the toiv of this klipas noga. And it's very much like he said also in Perek Aleph. It has a lot to do with the etadas toiv ra. Toiv ra, he etad tavrat, he says, is klipas noga. And Avraham Avinu, the Zohar says, and the Sfarim say, this whole avodah also was very much surrounding this klipas noga. This time at the end, I'll give you guys a nice shot in that. Very nice. He his whole avoda was being mal of his klipas noga. So the question is, why Avraham Avinu? What was unique about Avraham Avinu that he was so busy with this klipas noga to bring out the tov that's inside of this klipa? So when it comes to bechol derech echad de'eyu, the Rama already writes in Siman Lamed Aleph. He says like this. Anything that a yid gets pleasure from this world, like it says, don't do things for your own honor. The Chachamim say your ma'isim should be completely l'shem shemayim. So b'chol derechei de'eyu means doing things like we said now, doing things l'shem shemayim, doing things in the right way. But the diak is, it says b'chol derechei de'eyu. In all your ways, you should get to know him. There needs to be through this Maisa Achila, not just a Maisa Precious, but there's something about this Maisa Achila, which is called the Eyu. I have a certain level of, I got to know you through this Maisa Hashem. Through a certain level of Devekas in this Maisa. A certain level of Hakara of the Rabbanu Shalom through this Maisa Achila. The Eyu, you got to know him through this Maisa. So we have to explain what that means. There's the Eyu behind this Maisa Achila. Klar?
Without a little translation, we don't understand. I don't understand what you mean by that.
We're going to explain. So the Rizal has a big side. He says on the pasuk, "Lo alechem levado yichi adam." Not on bread alone does the person live. Akol moitze pi Hashem yichi adam. On the mouth of Hashem comes out from the mouth of Hashem. That's how a person lives. So the philosophers, they ask, I don't understand. If a person is built on two parts, a guf and a neshama, when I'm eating this physical thing, when I'm eating this carrot, whatever, how is it when I'm eating this carrot, I'm alive? How is this keeping me alive? Living means connection of guf and neshama. But I'm eating something physical right now, how does that affect my neshama, he asks. They ask. So he says, you know what the answer to the question is? The answer to that question is that behind every single food, there are two parts to it. There's the part of it, which is the physical part of it, and then there's the spiritual part of the food. There's the ruchnis of the food, which are called the nitzaitzin of the food. There's nitzaitzin, the sparks of kedusha, the sparks of alakus, which are there. I'm not explaining that now, it's a very, very big subject. I'm not explaining the nitzaitzin, which are inside every single thing, there are sparks of alakus inside of it. That's giving life to the neshama of the person. So when you eat There's two parts happening. You're the guf getting sustained. That's lo alechem levado yichyotam. That's the lechem. But that's not the only thing you live on. There's another part of the food. Akomoyti pi Hashem yichyotam. That which comes out of the pi Hashem. These nitzoyts and the spark of kedusha, which is inside of every single meichel that you eat, which is called the toiv of that meichel that we've been saying until now. Inside of that meichel, when you eat it, that's what gives a nourishment to your neshama. So there's two aspects. And the Buddha is like this. A person is put into this world, and the first place he was put into was where? Gan Eden. Why Gan Eden? Why should a person be put into a place called Gan Eden? What does Eden mean? Eden means pleasure. Tainuk. Man, his chiyus is tainuk. We want tainuk. We're bali tainuk. Tainuk is what gives a person the oomph to keep on going in his life. It gives him chiyus. A person who doesn't feel like they're having tainuk or something, they don't have chiyus to keep on going in that thing. Adam was put in Gan Eden because Eden is intrinsic with the Adam. The Adam is a person who lives and feeds off of Tainug. It's his fuel, it's his gas to keep on going. So he's put in Gan Eden, the Magum of Tainug, because that's how he keeps on going. But there's many things you could have a Tainug. You could have Tainug from millions of things. You could have Tainug from everything in the physical world. But then you also could have Tainug in Ruchnias. So the avodah of a yid isn't what some people might think is, I have to get rid of all my tainugim. I have to say, I don't want to have any tainug. Rather, my avodah is to channel my tainug into the right place. And that's towards a ruchnius, spirituality, Torah, tefillah, ahelig Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichron HaShofros. That's where his tainug should be. His tainug should be running after the spiritual, the dveikas with the Rabbanu Shlomo. And the more and more that a person makes his tainugim, the more and more he makes his tainug elokus, that's what his tainug is, the more and more the tainug to the physical will become less and less and less. Because the tainug of ruchnius and the tainug of spirituality, there are no greater opposites than the two of them. So the more that a person, his whole essence becomes, my real tainug is spirituality, then it becomes less and less that his tainug is after the physical. So when a person comes and he comes to eat something, the more and more that he comes to eat in a way of he's running after the physical, then the more and more he's only eating the ra, the klipa behind that maicha. But the more and more that he changes his perspective, his direction, his trajectory, that's what I was looking for, towards Tainug of Ruchni, the more and more he'll naturally come to eat the spiritual part of that Michael. Because that's all he's looking for. He's just looking, his Tainug is spirituality, he's not looking for the physical. And what he's going to do naturally, when he becomes more of an neshama, when he becomes more of an neshama to Giyid, he'll naturally just want to eat from the nitzos of that food. And that's going to be his real maichel. That's why there's certain tzaddikim, like Oy Bisrael, he ate tons of food. Tons of food. Rav Yochanan, we know in the Gemara, he ate tons. He was a baal basar. They weren't baal taima, chas v'shalom. But by them, eating was a devekas. They were tapping into the nitzos HaKadosh inside of that maichel, because their pure tainug was what? The nitzos inside of it. And the meal, what they were eating, really, even though they were eating the physical to keep their body going, but the real meichel was the nitzitz inside of that meichel. Klar?
What benefit does it give
you? Huh?
What benefit does the nitzitz give you?
There's many ways to explain it. I'll explain it maybe in a way in a second. But is the Indian
the
klar?
What's the tainug in it?
What's the tainug in it?
What's the tangible tainug in eating the spiritual?
Tveikas. Tveikas is called tainug. It's Anag al Hashem. It's called the Vikas Bar Hashem.
It's not literal in your eating your
It is.
When you're connecting to
Elikos, that's what you're connecting to.
So it's a Kabbalah.
It is a kavana, but it's a kavana inside of this meichel. In this meichel, in this thing which is just a piece of food, which you wouldn't normally have said, it's like Torah and Tefillah, which should be giving you the vegas like Torah and Tefillah mitzvahs would do. This whole meichel now becomes a completely different meichel. And my Rebbe says that by achila, by tzedikim, is mamish Torah and Tefillah. Because in this meichel, when you eat in the right way, what you're tapping into in this meisel is the elukus behind it, and you're that really that meisel achila now is the meisel devekas, like it would be if you're learning or if you're davening. That's where the tzaddikim eat this food.
You would say that it's something that's in the meichel mamish, or it's just an experiential thing.
It's in the meichel. It's every meichel is a klipas nega. It's there. That's its life force. Its life force is it. That is the life force. The life force is a klipas nega. You can either eat the ra of it, or you could eat the tov of it, and you could be mal of that tov. It's the life force of this meichel.
It is
an experience. It's 100% an experience.
It's an experience in this food rather than an experience of taiva.
100% an experience. It's an experience which is for tzaddikim. Our avodah is not necessarily this. Our avodah is more avodah of precious, but maybe on Shabbos, where every yid maybe has more of a natural taiva with anag al Hashem, his more kavanah becomes purely for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe you could tap into this avodah a little bit more. But b'derek klatz and avodah of tzaddikim. That they have completely no tain of gashmi, they have pure tain of ruchni, and what they're eating is the nitzus of that meichel. Klar? It's a deep inyan. It's a very deep inyan. So, this is why this avoida of klipas noiga, which is going towards the real tain of the elukos behind this klipa, which is the real tain of, that's why it was shaykh be'etim to Avram Avinu. Because what was Avram Avinu's avoida more than anybody else's avoida? Ava. Ava is called, it's a pasuk, Ava betanugim. Ava betanugim. Ava is tainu. Avram's whole avoida was having a perspective that my avoida should be an avoida of tainu. I need to keep my tainu, and my tainu is pure elokus. So Avram Avinu, his whole avoida was just running towards the tainu behind everything, and that's how he was mala all the tov inside of this klipa. Clar? Yeah? So the different ways also to explain this Maisa Achila, what you could get from it. We know from every single Maisa Achila, the Zaydah says, the Rav Shurav says, every Maisa Achila could give a person Hasagas in Avodas Hashem. You give a person a deeper understanding of in Avodas Hashem. And you being Zerim Nachman and the Rimen of her, Zaydah Kodesh the Baracha, he says, you see by the Achim, by the Shvatim, when they didn't know what to do with Yosef. Should we kill him? Should we not kill him? What should we do with him? He's in a boar. We don't know what to do. So what did they decide to do? What did they do? They sat down and they made a Suda. And then afterwards, boom, let's sell him. He says, how did they get the Hasaga to know what to do with him afterwards? Because when they ate that Michael and they ate it in the right way and they tapped into the Kedusha of that Michael gave them a Hasaga of what to do with Yosef afterwards. When a person eats his Michael properly, if he's really tapped in, it's also a big Avoida, it's also a high Madrega. When he tapped into the right way, that Michael gives him Hasagas in Avodas Hashem.
But in the big picture,
it was
a bad thing that they did.
Like
they sold the brother.
Potentially, it could be yes, could be no, it depends. So you have to know what was going on over there. It wasn't such a pasuk of Maisa. There was a lot of cheshbonos over there. Just to sum it up, just to add one more knage, very quickly, since Avram Avinu's whole avoda was to be mal this klipa, that you should run after the tainuk behind this malchah. So when you tap into something, when your tainuk is purely spirituality, that's called the Eitz HaChaim. Eitz HaChaim is pure dveikus of Hashem. Atem dveikim Hashem alkeichem, chaim kolchem ayom. The pagam of Adam HaRishon was, Sfarim say, that he ate from the ra of the Eitz HaDas, and he didn't eat from the tov of the Eitz HaDas. He's supposed to eat from the Eitz HaDas, but he's supposed to eat from the tov of the Eitz HaDas, the tov of that klipas noiga, and not from the ra of it. And what was his pagam? His pagam was, as Sfarim say, that Adam HaRishon, he should have eaten from the Eitz HaChaim first. Because to go to a Maisa Achila right away and say I'm going to do things right It's very hard if you don't do things first, like you don't learn. And davening, you don't make your learning, you're davening first, your real tainug. And when you do that, when you connect to the Eitzah Chaim first, then you could come to these avodas, and you'll ensure that you're going to eat from the right place. You're sure that you're going to eat from the toy behind this place. The toy behind the Meichel. So the Malachim, they came to visit Avraham Avinu. There's Anoshim, the Gimel Anoshim, they came to visit Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu, when they came, he said to them, "Bihishanu tachas ha'etz," and then I'm going to bring you all these different types of foods. Why did he say to them, "Bihishanu tachas ha'etz"? What was this "Bihishanu tachas ha'etz"? So when Avraham Avinu, he invited them to eat, eating is an avodah of Eitz Hadas. And Avraham Avinu's whole avodah, kind of saying it very quickly now, but Avraham Avinu's whole avodah was to be misakin Eitz Hadas, like we said. And to ensure that in this Michael, this achila that they're having, they're going to eat the right way, Avraham Avinu needed to connect them first to what? To the Eitz Chaim. To pure tainug, pure ruchnis of Torah, tefillah. So the Zohar says that v'yishanu tachas ha'etz. What is this eitz? The Zohar says that this eitz was the Eitz Chaim. The Avraham Avinu first showed them the Eitz Chaim before this Ma'aseh Achila. Because the only way that you could tap into this Ma'aseh Achila is by first connecting and having your time be purely with. And that comes through our day-to-day grind and our Torah, tefillah, and we become more naturally, more neshamatik of people, and our time becomes ruchni. And then Mamela afterwards, when we come and we eat, we're naturally going to eat more in the right way. We're going to eat more in a tainug way. Our tainug should be slowly, to take out something major from this year, is that a yid should be, that his tainug should slowly develop to become a tainug of Rukhni, and to leave his tainug of Gashmi, and he should change the trajectory to tainug of Rukhni. Go ahead.